use us as a special group. That's all I want to talk. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Pikachu, you are very definitely a member of a special group at this point in time, in this particular context, to the extent that you're one of the folks who has worked for a long time to make Alaska what it is today, and those of us who are here now are anxious to help. Are there others that don't? We had another voice trying to get in along the line, didn't we, Tom?
Yes. Could we hear from that other site that attempted to come on at the same time?
Chairman, this is Glenn Allen. We have one witness who wishes to testify.
Okay, if you bring your witness to the mic, Glenn Allen, ask your witness to identify himself for the record.
I'm Nancy Harris, 38-year resident of Alaska, and I was just looking over your 655 bill, and I think the 30 days sort of stinks because the rest of it has been 25 years.
Just a minute.
To get ours. So why could you just drop the 1959, and then let them go from there? And whoever's been here 25 years after that, well, they'd be eligible. And or else take the state tax that we've paid over these years. And go by that. I guess that's all I've got to say.
I thank you, Ms. Harris. In the legislation that you're reading, the only thing that 30 days affects is the amount of time for which you may be out of the state without notifying the Commissioner of the Department of Administration of your absence if you are a recipient of the longevity bonus. It has nothing to do with your qualifications. It has nothing to do with the length of time you've lived here. If you're going to be out of the state for more than 30 days, you're asked to notify the Commissioner. Now, as far as other grounds for qualification, the reason we're having this hearing right now is that the pre-statehood residency, the 25-year residency, and a variety of other things that we've attempted, the legislature has attempted to use as qualifications for the longevity bonus program, have either been overturned in court or have been strongly advised against by competent legal authority. The legislation before you makes relatively minor changes in the present program, but it does, the legislature feels, protect the program under the challenge which it's now receiving from the courts. In the proposed legislation, if you are 65 years of age, and have been a resident of the state for a year or more, you would be entitled to receive the longevity bonus. And you can leave for 30 days.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I got that mixed up there. 30 days doesn't bother me at all. But it was the year of residency that I was referring to, and I think that stinks.
We appreciate your opinion. You're not in. You're not alone in that opinion. Are there other witnesses at the site of Glenn Allen, please?
No, sir, that's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there others along the line, please? We have just a very few minutes left on the circuits.
Yes, this is Paula in Fairbanks, and we have two others that would like to speak.
Fairbanks.
First being Alaska Link.
All right, Paula, go ahead, please. We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay, this is Alaska Link speaking, a lifetime resident. Addressing myself to House Bill 665. We just received this bill yesterday, so it doesn't give you a lot of time for deep thought. But looking at it objectively, I would say that as a backup legislation, it would serve the purpose very well. However, there are just a couple of things that I'd like to bring up in regards to this bill. I'm like the lady ahead of me. I do not understand this one-year residency. Now, the former longevity bill was a wonderful one, drawn up by the older people in Alaska for a long-time Alaskans, and it would have self-destructed. I don't know, a lot of people don't bring that up, but it would have been. It was a good legislation, and it would have self-destructed after a period of time. And so that looking at Section D under your 47.45.010, I'm just hoping that somebody will come along a little bit later and say, hey, you know, this is discriminatory as far as I'm concerned. That is the one where they step it up, increase it to a year every year, I mean, one more year every year from 1990 on. I was going to say that I have never seen anything in the paper with regards to what this longevity program as scheduled for 1 year is going to cost the state. But if it looks like the state would run out of funds, I think by no means should they ever touch the permanent fund. That should be for future Alaskans. And that at that time, if it does look like that, the funds would be lower, to think of maybe raising the age to 70, because 70 people are still active today. People live longer, and your needs are fewer as far as your personal wants are concerned at 70, or to lower the bonus payments, which I'm sure they do anyway. So that is all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. As a matter of incident, just been reminded the present cost of the program is $28.9 million a year. Luann from the Finance Committee had a brief comment to make with respect to your observations.
I just wanted to say that as regarding the one-year residency, the reason that we chose one-year residency is because the Constitution of the state and the federal Constitution, as we all know, provides equal protection for all citizens. And you have to, and if you set up a program that only benefits people who have lived in a place for 25 years, or who have came here before statehood, the court has ruled that that violates the Equal Protection Clause because there are other people who are worthy and eligible who haven't lived here as long. I'm not saying whether or not I agree with that or not. That's not the purpose of the discussion here. The sponsors of the legislation, by putting in the one-year residency requirement, are not saying that that is what they would prefer. They would prefer that the present program remain the way it is. But the courts have ruled against that, and we can't have the program be that way. So what we're trying to do is come up with a residency requirement that would be considered rational in the eyes of the courts. You have to have a rational basis for having a residency requirement that's going to discriminate against anybody. And obviously, this is going to discriminate against people who have not lived here for a full year. And we believe that the 1 year is defensible. And I won't go into a long explanation of why, but that's why it's there. I also wanted to say about the stair-stepping, you're absolutely right that it could be that 5 years from now or 10 years from now or whenever, somebody will step forward and say that they were discriminated against because they didn't get in because they were 64 or 63 or whatever, and they didn't get in because the entrance age was higher than that. Again, the same thing applies. If the court will decide whether or not it's rational for the state to end the program in the way that is set up in the bill. We believe that we'll win that court case, but if there would ever be one, there won't even be a court case, of course, if no one ever sues the state. But what I'm trying to say is that there's never 100%, you cannot be 100% sure that the program is going to meet the mandate of the Constitution. We think this is as defensible as it can be. I was going to talk to you a little bit about the cost of the program, but Neil tells me that I've run out of time, so I'll say goodbye.
There was one more witness in Fairbanks who said we have about 1 minute for that person, please.
Myrtle Thomas, 43-year resident of Fairbanks. I would like to just ask a question. Someone suggested this when I was in Anchorage. Make payments based to 65-year-olds based on their years of residency. 1 year would get this amount, 2 years would get that amount, 3 years on up to 25 years. I'm sure someone has thought of this before, like that Catholic priest in Anchorage told me.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that was considered before, and if you recall, that was the Zobel case that overturned the original permanent fund dividend payment scheme. That's what the original permanent fund dividend payment was to have been based upon, was length of residency in terms of numbers of years, and that's how the Zobels came to fame. If I'm getting the correct signals from the network here, our time is up. We're supposed to be finished at 3 o'clock, and my chronometer tells me we have just about 1 minute for Tom to get signed up. We certainly appreciate the cooperation of the moderators all along the circuit, and all of those of you who've testified today, who've been here to ask questions. We hope that your questions have been answered. Your testimony certainly has been noted and recorded and will be transcribed. Those of you who just came to listen, we appreciate that too. We appreciate your participation in the process, and hope you'll continue to follow the legislation. Thanks very much, and this will be for the State Affairs Committee. Acting Chairman Neil Phelps Munson signing off.
You did a good job, Ms. Locker. Is that why you sat here, the only ladies?
Could I sit in this chair?